Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos issued a statement wishing Dutchess County Senator Steve Saland all the best as Saland's 32-year-long career in the state legislature officially came to an end with a congratulatory telephone call to his opponent, Terry Gibson, who will represent the newly redrawn 41st District at the state capitol. Gibson says it was a pleasure to hear from Saland.
He expressed his affection for the people of this 41st District, which he has served for over 30 years. And wish me the best of luck moving forward, and I was very happy to receive that call, and I do look forward to reaching out to him for assistance and advice as I move forward. Obviously, he knows the district very well.
During his time in Albany, Saland authored more than 350 state laws. Governor Andrew Cuomo issued a statement, quote, "Senator Stephen Saland has been an exemplary representative for the Hudson Valley whose leadership has made New York a better place." Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro couldn't agree more.
Very few were more respected than Steve Saland in the state legislature, and there is not a corner of Dutchess County that has not benefited from his service. I look forward to working with Senator Gibson, but I will always consider Steve Saland a colleague and a friend.
Gibson, a Rhinebeck Village trustee, won the election by a margin of about 1,600 votes, but there were about 10,000 absentee and affidavit ballots that needed to be counted before a clear-cut winner could be announced. Gibson will take office in January.
I'm here to represent everyone in the district, and I'm looking forward to working with anyone of any party, Republican, conservative, independent, working families, Democrats, anyone that wants to sit down and seriously work to solve the many difficult problems facing us today.
Observers believe that had Neil DiCarlo, a Republican who lost a close GOP primary to Saland, not been in the race, Saland would have won. DiCarlo ran on the conservative line and took roughly 14% of the vote, finishing a distant third. Senator Saland did not immediately return a call for comment. He did issue a statement thanking his constituents. DiCarlo refused to go on mic, choosing instead to share his thoughts with WAMC via email. Quoting now, "Despite the enormous money poured into his campaign by Mayor Mike Bloomberg and other radical homosexualists, and the fear-mongering on his behalf by the clueless Republican establishment, many conservative, Republican, independent, and Democratic voters stood with me on principles and retired Saland. The anomaly of Terry Gibson, a neo-Marxist, will be corrected in 2014. I look forward to helping voters make that correction." Buffalo Senator Mark Crisanti is the only one of the breakaway senators to vote in favor of same-sex marriage returning to Albany in January. Rochester Senator Jim Alessi did not seek re-election. Saratoga Senator Roy McDonald lost a GOP primary and the general election to Saratoga County Clerk Kathy Marchione. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.